The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Power Up Branding with Kathy Bass, the Branding Lady. This is the show that will help you learn about, execute, and promote your brand, no matter your age, status, or branding experience. Now, here is your host, Kathy Bass.
Power Up.
Hello there. This is Kathy Bass, your host, and I want to welcome you to your Power Hour on Power Up Branding. The last episode was about my proprietary five-step branding formula, in which I shared the framework and the steps to discover, create, and communicate your brand to see successful results on that framework. And sometimes branding, like all things in life, can happen by accident. And that's why I'm so excited to have my guest, Ilya Lerner, the founder and managing director at Amur Spirits Limited. He is my guest today. I'll give you a little bit of background before I introduce him. Amur Spirits products, they were inspired by Amur, which is Siberian leopards and tigers, and they clean areas on the planet, the Amur River Basin in the Russian Far East. So you are in for a big treat today. This is, like I said, Power Hour. Ilya, my guest, has extensive experience in product development, business development, product strategy, brand positioning, and sales management. If that wasn't enough, he's also has an MBA from the Moscow Institute of Management. You can't put a price on that kind of unique package of knowledge. Before I introduce Ilya, I'd like to briefly share how I met him and his background. We have a mutual friend, Michael Hauser, who's also known as White Tiger Boy, and he excitedly shared some news about being involved with a new vodka, which is called White Tiger Vodka. And instantly I thought, oh my gosh, this would be the perfect guest, so we're talking tigers, for my Make Your Brand Roar episode. So I sent Michael a text, and boom, Michael replied right back and said, I need to speak with Ilya, because this is Ilya's brand baby. And while doing my research, White Tiger Boy informed me that tigers don't roar. They actually chuff. And I think, like most of us out there, we don't know what that is. A chuff is a sound tigers make to say hello to each other. So Make Your Brand Chuff didn't sound as dynamic, but it didn't fit the episode name, but my guest and his story will indeed help you make your brand roar. So on to his background. Ilya was involved in different industries, but always, here's his thread of, you know, the branding core essence, always as a product design and strategy guy. He accidentally got involved in wine and spirits when he was introduced by a friend to an owner of another upscale Russian vodka brand and started working as brand ambassador on the West Coast. He came up with his own brand idea, which just pops in your head one day and doesn't go away, and he started his branding through experimentation. And then suddenly, this is the part I love, he realized he was at the point of no return and really doing it. At that point, when he knew it was taking off and he was ready to go, he quit his current job and committed 100% to developing the brand. So after a year and a half, White Tiger Vodka started selling in the U.S. and is now distributed in 6 different states and already at 50 stores in California. That's it. Within a year and a half, that's the power of branding and brand identity. And that is why you are here today, Ilya. So welcome.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you for having me.
I'm happy to have you.
As you mentioned, I basically started working in the wine and spirits industry really by being introduced to the owner of another brand. And to me, I was always thinking before that in order to actually bring and sell a liquor brand, anywhere. You have to be a big company, or you have to like have a lot of money and know a lot of people. But that's actually not the case. And I realized that the single person can develop his own brand and bring it to the market. So the idea of White Tiger Vodka came to me once when I was watching some TV show about the tigers, and something just struck me, and I thought about visually, I kind of visualized the white tiger picture on a white frosted bottle. So I started kind of experimenting in Photoshop. I found some picture of the bottle. I took off the label, whatever it had on it, and I found the picture of the tiger on the internet, and I kind of put it all together to kind of have a proof of concept for myself, and it looked great. So I decided to do some research. I looked at the trademark, because first thing you need to do is actually to apply and get a trademark to be able to sell the product.
Protect
so
it.
White Tiger Vodka trademark was available. I immediately submitted the application, and I decided to look into hiring the company to help me doing the packaging design. So when I was doing about the packaging design, one thing I wanted to do is actually to make it different a little bit. I didn't want to take the stock bottle and just put a label on it. I wanted to design my own bottle, but at the same time to have it very sleek, nice looking, and sexy. I think it came out pretty well. And then
I can attest to that. I saw it. It's a work of art for sure.
Yeah, it took me about, just to figure out the shape of the bottle, the sizes took me about 2 months just for that. So after initial design was done with a company in Chicago, I approached another company in Denver, and they have factories in China. They helped me to finalize the design, to finalize the sizing, the packaging, and they actually did some prototypes. So after that was done, I started... In fact, I was doing some research about White Tigers, and I realized that it would be nice to have a story behind the brand. So I...
Wow, it's a must, yes.
It's a must.
To give a
I
meaning.
I didn't want to bring just another vodka brand with a catchy name. I wanted to have some meaning, some purpose for the brand. And I actually found an organization in London called ALTA, Amur Leopard and Tiger Alliance. And this organization is a part of the Zoological Society of London, and they work directly with conservation of Amur leopards and tigers in Russian Far East. So after talking to them, I realized that part of the brand identity would be really helping the this organization to support conservation of the animals, and part of the profit actually is being allocated to be donated to this organization. So that actually puts another spin on the brand. It becomes more attractive to consumers. At the same time, it helps me to develop the brand. So
yeah, there's a lot of pieces involved. I mean, and that's what I love about your story. I hand select all my guests for that reason, to show there's that's the process, and you don't realize it right as it's happening. You
right,
had that vision. You saw it, and then that's the key that takes, and you know, took you, like you said, a couple months research, tweaking it, making sure to get it right to match what you saw with your vision.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So basically, once this was in place, I wanted to also put this little story, description on the back of the bottle, on the label, to really tell the consumers about the product a little bit, about... and about the tiger conservations and about the support for the animals. So, and then I started working, trying to figure out how to really do the logistics. That was a little bit involved. Since I designed the whole brand around Amur tigers and leopards, I thought that it would be great to find a distillery that's located in the same area. And additional benefit of that would be the transportation of the product from Russian Far East would be a straight shot over Pacific Ocean to West Coast of United States. So I started calling different distilleries, and I found a great company. The distillery actually was in business since 1896, almost 130 years. And this place, this factory is a part of the big company in Moscow, which owns multiple distilleries, including the one that makes Beluga vodka. So I realized at this point that the quality standards are actually pretty high, and I started talking to the director of the factory, and then eventually I had to go, last summer I actually had to go to Siberia, to Russian Far East, where I'm living in Moscow for 27 years, I've never been before.
Wow.
So I came from here, and I met very nice people, very helpful people, and we worked out the formulation for the product. And the idea for me, one thing I want to mention, that when I was working for this Jewel of Russia vodka, which was amazing quality product, but very, very expensive, so I wanted to bring similar quality product, but at a much lower price. So that's basically, after all, it's all bottom line. If you can't make it, if you can't make it attractive to consumers and affordable to consumers, it doesn't matter how good it is. It's going to be difficult to gain sales. So my idea was to be very competitive price wise, and at the same time to have very high quality products. So distillery helped me a lot, really, with formulation. With creating this amazing vodka. It's really very, very, very smooth, very balanced, and it has all the flavors of wheat and rye. It's made out of wheat and rye, and because of only double distillation, it actually retains all the flavors of wheat and rye. So it's not thin and tasteless smooth vodka. It's very balanced.
And how long did that tasting process take to get it to where you wanted it?
Well, first we started with selecting the few products on the factory at the factory, and they shipped it to me here in Los Angeles. And I went out to my mixology contacts here to taste all these products and kind of pick a couple of products as a base. And then based on that, we tweaked the formulation when I went to the distillery, and I spent there about a week. And we tried different things, and finally ended up having what today is in a bottle, and it came out very, very nicely.
Yeah, I mean, extremely challenging. I mean, that's part of what my brand is, making branding affordable and accessible to those people that have the idea but don't really have a background or understand it and just need a little guidance and tips, and that's why you're here. And I liked a lot about your story. I mean, one, I found out you're a very hard worker, which is key. You know, a lot of people think you just have the idea and draw a little design, and there's a lot of nuances to that. And then obviously if you don't have that expertise, you asked for help, which is awesome. And you didn't spend any money on advertising. And that's what I say about branding, is if you do it right and you focus your resources on the key parts, which was you had your goal of what you wanted to create, and that you focus on the unique packaging and the product quality versus, you know, all the advertising and different things, you know, you wanted to get the product right before that. So, I mean, that's, and then integrated all those pieces and part of the process and where you went is part of your branding story. And like you mentioned, you have to have something. You can't create the story. The story happens to you. So before we get further into it, I'm curious to know, at the very beginning when you quit your job, and you, I mean, how did you feel at that point?
Well, when at this point, I actually was pretty much sure that the brand is going to, I was sure that I'm going to bring it in. I didn't know how it's going to work out. And you mentioned about the fact that I didn't do any advertising. I realized when I was working on this that when I bring it in, I would not have any financial resources to advertise my product, even like regionally or locally. That's why I put a lot of thoughts and work in packaging design. So my
the brand can speak for itself. And I mean, it's definitely, actually your website, it is amurspirits.com.
Correct.
And then they can see the White Tiger vodka and then the other two brands with the leopards, which is just, like I said, a work of art. that you have to see it and very eye-catching and a key. I mean, because that's the thing with branding too, is if whether you have a product or a service, it's what are those key elements that's really going to make your brand shine. And then the fact that, yes, you can do it, I mean, takes a lot of hustle, right?
Yeah.
A lot of legwork if you don't want to spend the advertising. But the amount of time, I mean, you obviously have, like I said, an extensive background. So that helped expedite the process. But to me, you sounded like you were very focused. You know what to do. Okay, here's what I want. Connected the dots, kept on the journey. And like we discussed before the show, is if we all knew what was ahead of us, we probably wouldn't do it. And that's why they say enjoy the journey.
I would sleepless nights, but I wouldn't. I don't think I would be able to really get into this knowing what's coming, because it's a lot of there's a lot of things involved, like logistics and compliance for alcohol beverages here in the United States, and logistics in Russia, and transportation and all that stuff. And it really takes a lot of time and a lot of learning, actually. I learned a lot on the way of what needs to be done, and kind of like did it. But and another thing is about branding that you mentioned, that I wanted to say also, that I wanted to design the packaging. So the couple elements I thought to myself would be very important in order for brand to be successful without advertising is a visual appeal, the branding idea, the story behind it, and support for the animal conservations. Price point is very important, because I mean, you can make a great product, but if it's higher than competing products, it's very difficult for consumers to really to convince them to try a new product. Especially vodka drinkers are pretty loyal to their brands.
Exactly.
So it has to be below the price of products you compete with. And because of the 92 points rating from Tasting Panel magazine that White Tiger received in August, actually,
congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, it puts it in category with Belvedere, Chopin, and Kettle One, and Grey Goose. And those are higher priced brands. And those elements, like I mentioned, those elements help me to actually penetrate more retail locations and on-premise accounts like bars, restaurants, and stuff like that. So
yeah, because you elevated the brand. We all have to go to break in a moment. Okay. So I mean, the where you started was with an idea, and that's what I mentioned. Like the idea comes, and it doesn't go away, right? You just have that voice, and then that's what keeps you going through all those bumps and pushing through, and you just have that vision that you can't get out of your mind. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I want to talk more about, you know, your conservation efforts and how that ties into it, because it's different wanting to do and how that integrates into it. So we are going to go to break, and we will be back in a few minutes.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Whether you are just starting to brand yourself, are stuck, or are finally ready to reinvent yourself, let's get you and your brand moving forward today. I know how tough branding can be to do on your own. Plus, figuring out how others perceive you isn't fun to do by yourself. Don't feel alone. Kathy Bass, the branding lady, is here to offer fresh, easy-to-understand advice and actionable help so you can finally evolve to the next best version of yourself, no matter your age or status. Go to www.ladieswhobrand.com, where you can sign up for a confidence call, branding gap analysis, or buy an affordable do-it-yourself branding book. It's time to feel competent, savvy, solid, and truly understand what value you bring to our world. Power up your brand today at www.ladieswhobrand.com.
Calling all CFOs, finance, and risk professionals. Your call to action is to help your company achieve financial excellence. How? Master risk management, cost control, and strategic decision-making by implementing game-changing technology advances like mobile, in-memory, and cloud computing, and more. Where? Learn from top thought leaders each week on Financial Excellence with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Join us for Financial Excellence with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Business Channel.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Power Up Branding. To reach Kathy Bass or her guest today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You may also send an email to Kathy@ladieswhobrand.com. Now, back to Power Up Branding.
Connect.
Welcome back. This is your host, Kathy Bass, and my guest, Ilya Lerner, who is the founder and managing director of Amur Spirits. And we're just talking about his branding journey and the importance of brand identity. We are going to get into conservation efforts, how that ties in, and finding and creating your own marketing opportunities. But before we do that, because you hear brand identity, what does it mean? And so the definition is comes down to how a business wants a brand's name, communication style, logo, and other visual elements, a lot of which we touched on, how they want them to be perceived. Okay, so how they want them to be perceived by consumers. And the components of the brand are actually created by the business itself. And as you heard from Ilya's journey, all those little nuances and steps are creating the brand essence and meaning. So it makes the brand identity the way in which a business wants consumers to perceive its brands, not necessarily how it's actually perceived. So he actually created this whole design, this vodka, but then once it's in the consumer's hand, they take it from there. That's the ultimate goal of branding, is creating the word of mouth, and you have to see this bottle. You touch it, you feel it, you see the meaning. He's involving all the different senses along with having the meaning. And from there, that's why it's so important to do that upfront work and what we're talking about here with brand identity. So another part of that is brand identity is different than brand image. That's what the consumers actually think, and it's constructed by the business itself. And so if you have a negative gap between the brand identity and the brand image, it means a company's out of touch with the market sentiment, which will make selling its products more difficult. And the brand image held by consumers can reach a point at which a business or product has to rebrand itself or risk not bringing in sales. So now, Ilya, this is why I see a lot of people rebranding. Well, it's because of this. They haven't done that initial work like you talked about and really got that core essence and figured out, okay, here's the price point, here's my consumer, not just demographics, but psychographics. But your story exemplifies the intention, you know, and the journey behind your brand, which is help you make it so successful. And so especially, you know, with the millennials, giving back is very important and becoming more popular, but you can't just say, okay, I'm going to give, it has to have tie into the brand to integrate it. And, you know, of course, with doing that, it adds more meaning and depth and reach to your brand, which you've seen that obviously in turn creates brand value and adds enrichment to your life because, you know, you're part of something bigger. You're supporting it. So can you touch on that, just how it fits in? I know you said you give 10% back of the profits, but the...
Yes. For me, I want to mention one thing. That for me, it was very important, as you just mentioned, that brand identity and brand image are different things. For me, it was very important for those two to coincide. So that's why I actually contacted a few organizations before I decided which one to go with in terms of helping animals in the conservations. And the way it really works is that basically, in order to establish a more permanent relationship with organization, the company needs to donate specific initial amount, after which basically you are in a position to sign some kind of contract, an agreement where you can actually refer to this organization on your website. They can refer, have a link on their website to your product. So at this point, like I said, I'm allocating part of the profit to be donated, to get to this amount to be donated to this organization. And as I mentioned, brand identity and brand image to me was almost the same thing. I was designing this product for people to really, when they see White Tiger Vodka, to understand that this product actually supports the actual animals who are considered to be in danger. I think there's only about 500 Amur tigers live in the wild.
Wow.
And only 50 Amur leopards. So they actually considered to be critically endangered, and there's a huge effort in Russia to keep them alive. 50 animals is really not a lot. And
no.
I'm actually very proud that I can, by creating this business, I can actually support these animals, and actually, because I'm from Russia also, actually it adds to the fact that I'm proud to help these organizations with my brand. So
yes, exactly. I mean, that's the whole thing. Excuse me, you can have partners in that, but you have to be aligned on, you know, mission and values, not just I see a lot of people do that. They say, well, I want to give back, or it has to, I always say, relate to something like that you've experienced or you know about and your heart goes out to, hence our mutual connection, White Tiger Boy.
Right.
His wife's involved with tigers and training them and that whole thing, and that's one of your partners, and that... See, that's what I love about your story is you did this from the beginning, so you did it right. You focus on the core elements, which instead of trying to be something you aren't, this is who you were, and then you just gathered the pieces, and, you know, obviously you understand the importance of integration, and so that's awesome, and to have those partnerships where you can help each other out and, like I said, be part of something bigger and just create more opportunities,
yeah. And the word of mouth, actually, which you mentioned also, word of mouth is very important because people actually talk about it a lot, and I have a lot of friends on Facebook and on Twitter who actually repost a lot of things. And they actually,
your brand ambassadors.
Know. Yeah, my brand ambassadors, yeah.
Yes.
well, that's the key, if
you do branding right, and that's my whole goal, is you create the word of mouth, and you don't have to pay, you know, for advertising, because a lot of people don't look at that. You pay for it. Well, how many, you know, widgets or what do you have to sell, or what business do you have to get to pay for that? They kind of just want the exposure, where if you can get the brand identity and image to match, like you said, the brand can speak for itself. Of course, you're the muscle behind it, and you have to move it, keep that momentum. So speaking of that, I see... yesterday that you were at a multicultural fashion gala event in Beverly Hills.
It was on Friday. Yes, it was.
Oh, Friday. Okay.
I was at the event, sponsoring the event and having people introduced to the brand, and they had an opportunity to try the product. And in fact, I'm not surprised, but it's kind of overwhelming, because when I developed the product itself, I knew it was pretty good.
But it's like your baby.
It's so overwhelming to get such a huge positive response from everybody who tries it. It's just crazy. It's just I can't speak to that. It's very exciting to have people actually liking it and asking where they can buy it and sharing with friends and stuff like that.
Because you did it right. Yeah, no, and that's the thing too, is that's your baby you put out there, and then that's what I was talking about before, people interacting with your brand. And
right.
How do they do it? So that's great to see. I mean, so can you share how you were able to find and create, I mean, like this example, other marketing, you know, market opportunities without paying for advertising? How you've, examples?
Participating in different events or?
You can create your own luck, which is simply preparedness plus opportunities.
Right.
So you have to be prepared first. You have to know what you're doing, have to have whatever your product or service is ready to go, mm-hmm. to get the maximized, you know, what I call leverage and mileage. And that way then you can create the word of mouth. And so just maybe an example or two of how you, you know, because a lot of these are by accident, how you, you know, created like this event, not, you know, another event or another opportunity that you discovered and, you know.
It's basically, it basically boils down to having a lot of people. I have a lot of friends in a lot of different industries, in fashion, in entertainment, and I have actually a lot of offers to participate in different events. And again, it all goes by word of mouth, and obviously Facebook helps a lot. Sometimes there are instances, like yesterday I got a call from my importer that they received a call from somebody in New York, and they didn't give him my phone number, but they gave me the number to call. So I called the guy, and he is basically a beverage manager of one of the hotel chains, and he bought the product in one of the stores in Manhattan, and he was surprised how good it is. So he called me to find out more about it, and then potentially he would be willing to introduce it to his business. So
that's perfect. That, and actually, the fact that we're talking now, this all just happened, oh, 4 days ago. We just talked on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Because, sometimes you spoke 4 days ago, right?
Yeah, and it's the perfect fit, and that's the opportunity, and that's why I say you have to be prepared, because I've presented this to other people where I hand-select, where it just you know, exemplifies what I'm trying to help people with, and having that backstory to inspire them and say, hey, I can do this on my own. This is what I need to do, and yes, it's hard work. I can do it, but I mean, it fit in perfectly. And, you know, speaking of your connections and that, you have the background. So you're not trying, because that's what a lot of people try to do too, which will extend the process, is break into an industry that they're not part of just because those people have money or some other aspect. And so those are your connections. You have a brand that speaks for yourself. And so you get the call and you're ready to take action,
right,
like today. So that's a good example. And I just see so much of that where people are out networking, and then they don't follow up. They have an opportunity presented to them, and I, you know, part of that is fear and doubt and whatever. But that's just the, you know, where I want to stress the importance of being prepared.
Yeah, fear and doubt, and also when I mentioned like the fear of rejection, because trying to introduce a new vodka brand, it's so difficult, because vodkas come into U.S. market like tens of different products pretty much every month. And the biggest problem for them would to find a home, which is distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Distributors don't take on any product. I was lucky now that I was working with one of the distributors here in California, Pacific Age Wine and Spirits. I worked with them with my previous product, with Jewel of Russia. And when I introduced the product to this company, they actually agreed to distribute it before product was even in U.S.
Wow.
So that's really rare, and I was lucky enough for that to happen. So when product came in, I already knew what I was doing.
You say lucky, but prepare. I mean, I could already tell from just knowing you a short time. I mean, I'm sure they can tell that, and that's one thing that Michael shared with me. I mean, just how genuine you are and hard worker, and people can, you know, you're obviously yourself. And
right,
people can see that, and you have all the important elements. So what can you share, like one of the most exciting opportunities or things that happened that you had no idea, besides this gala event you just went to?
Well, I'm to think for a second. one of the most exciting things was for me when I mentioned before I was working with this company in Denver who created prototype bottles for me in China. So when they received them, I wasn't at the show in Las Vegas, and they happened to be there too. So instead of shipping me the bottles, they actually brought it in. All three, the White Tiger, the Moor Leopard, and the Black Leopard, the prototypes. And we sat at the table. They had this box which contained my bottles, and I was so impatient to see what they look like, and they didn't pull them out until we actually ordered the dinner, and that was very exciting for me to see something really tangible that I've created, those bottles were like sitting in front of me on the table.
Wow.
It was kind of overwhelming. Another moment I want to mention, I had to go to, I do my packaging, my bottles at the glass factory in the middle of Russia. So as I mentioned, I was at the distillery last summer to finalize the formulation. But then in December of last year, about a year ago, I had to travel to like middle of Russia to the glass factory to approve the mold because we had to build the custom mold to create the custom bottles. So that was a very exciting moment for me when I actually went into the factory and they showed me how my bottles actually coming out of the machine in like thousands in quantity. And that was, I actually took a video of that and I have it on my phone. That was a very big milestone for me also. So those moments, yeah.
Well, we actually are going to be going to break in just a few moments. But that, I mean, I'm so glad to have you as a guest because you have covered all the elements that I love to cover. And, you know, especially if it's a product, there are so many logistics and all that. But in product design and the unique packaging, obviously those details do matter.
Right.
You don't want
right.
to skip over them. And just from my experience with your brand, you know, I heard about it and they kept saying, you got to see the tiger. We knew their tigers. I wanted to see it. I just, you know, and they said, oh, well, it's in the car. You have to wait. So I can only imagine.
I was so like, impatient. Yeah, I couldn't wait.
Well, like you magnify my experience and that. I mean, that's the paycheck. That's part of it. You see
right.
it come to life and all that. That hard work and connections all really coming together. I mean, if you look at, I looked at your background on LinkedIn and I could see, oh, boom, these are how the dots connect.
Right.
It's not just you woke up with an idea, said, okay, here, you know, especially going into a crowded market, just the sense of, again, brand identity. You really had a strong visual sense. Then you had it come to life in the different steps along the way. And so, when we come back from break, I want to hear about the future of White Tiger Vodka, and then you're going to share some tips with our audience. So hang tight, and we will be back in a few minutes.
Okay.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. The experts are here. Voice America Business Network.
Whether you are just starting to brand yourself, are stuck, or are finally ready to reinvent yourself, let's get you and your brand moving forward today. I know how tough branding can be to do on your own. Plus, figuring out how others perceive you isn't fun to do by yourself. Don't feel alone. Kathy Bass, the branding lady, is here to offer fresh, easy-to-understand advice and actionable help so you can finally evolve to the next best version of yourself, no matter your age or status. Go to www.ladieswhobrand.com, where you can sign up for a confidence call, branding gap analysis, or buy an affordable do-it-yourself branding book. It's time to feel competent, savvy, solid, and truly understand what value you bring to our world. Power up your brand today at www.ladieswhobrand.com.
Welcome to the unique job search community of Lynn Radice Live. You do have the power to land the perfect job. If you are unemployed or underemployed or looking for your next career move, tune in to Lynn Radice Live. Get a job, no excuses. This is a first-of-its-kind job empowerment show. Lynn will identify the most critical needs in today's job market and show you how you can get a top position today. Get ready. Let's get hired. Lynn Radice Live airs live every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Business. We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You
You are tuned in to Power Up Branding. To reach Kathy Bass or her guest today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You may also send an email to Kathy@ladieswhobrand.com. Now, back to Power Up Branding.
Connect.
Welcome back to your Power Hour. We are talking about how to make your brand roar. And I have with me my guest, Ilya Lerner, and we're talking about the importance of brand identity, unique packaging, product quality, really drawing from your own unique experience, knowledge, connections. And we're going to get into the future of Ilya's brand, because as I always love to say, you start small and you think big, but you don't want to take too many big steps, because then you'll do the mistakes that I made and trip over yourself, and it will actually take longer. So that's what we're here to try to help you get there faster, but there are certain steps. And on break, Ilya was just sharing with me that he doesn't think of himself as a creative person, and I asked if I could share that. So Ilya, my story with that is my husband and I like to have a pumpkin carving contest.
Mm-hmm.
Just happen to have to, you know, have those kid moments, right?
Yeah.
And we're competitive. And he said to me one year, he said, "I'm not creative." And I said, and I hear that a lot. And that's why I wanted to share it with the listeners, because a lot of people say that. And that's one reason I don't like labels. I mean, everyone has it. Obviously, you created something, so you can't say that now. But we had this contest, and then we send the email out with each picture and, you know, send your votes in, not telling whose pumpkin was who. And he won. And I mean, it was like a kid. He was so excited. So, you are creative. I mean, for me, I'm left and right brain, and that's where the knowledge, sometimes I get stuck on one side, which is not good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to have a balance, but, you know, just sharing that, and obviously because you are successful and you've created this successful brand in a relatively short time, again, you did the work, that speaks to being creative for sure. And just having that vision and just sticking with it. I mean, where it just starts with a little seed and then it goes, and then you see people's reaction to it. And, you know, authentic is a word that's overused. So let's just call it being real. And mm-hmm. to me, that's what your journey sounds like. I mean, you were from the beginning to the end, and now we go into your future. But that's a big part of it. And people can, they notice that. And do you watch Shark Tank?
Sometimes, yes. And actually, some of my friends suggested me to go on the show, but I'm not sure.
You're on your way. You don't need them.
I mean, I don't know if I have time for that, but my days are now like 7 days a week, 10-hour days pretty much for now.
Yeah, so you're advertising your brand by building the content, the essence, the pieces, the connections, and I mean, I've learned so much from that show, but the biggest thing is they buy the entrepreneur, not
right.
so much the product and service. Of course, if it's not quality or good, they're not going to be interested. But at the end of the day, you know, because you have idea and you have execution, and that land is vast.
Right. And, but execution also, you know, changes. Like I mentioned before, you learn on the way.
Yeah.
And it's, a lot of things don't happen the way you expect it to happen. But
and that's a key point is, yeah, you don't know how the package is going to arrive. So that's
right.
Don't get too tied to it.
Right.
And then you could be actually missing out on another opportunity because you're so focused. You go in there. So going back to starting small, thinking big, because you're at this point, I mean, and this is part of your brand evolving. And like you said, it changes. And that's...
Mm-hmm.
A key point is just be open to that, because you don't know where that opportunity, where that magic can happen, as long as you have that core brand in space. And so you mentioned over the next 3 months, your goal is to start selling in some of the larger retail chains, such as, you know, BevMo, Total Wine, Gelson's, of course, because that's in your area, and Whole Foods. And, you know, you didn't start with those goals. What was when you... If you could reflect back to the early days when you kind of got over the shock, I have this, you know, building your brand idea, bringing it mm-hmm. to life, reflecting back on that, can you share Ilya's top 3 branding tips?
Top three branding tips. Well, I would say I think the most important in the consumer market, especially, and I think in liquor it's even more important, is to stand out. So you need to create something that actually differentiates your brand from existing product. And like I mentioned, that for me was really create visual impact for the consumers, to really for packaging to stand out on the shelf. I think that's very important for customers to notice your product on the shelf. That would be like the most important thing, I think. Knowing your market is very important. So when I was actually starting, when I was still playing with it, before I realized that actually in the process of creating a brand, I started looking at some market opportunities, and I started looking at the numbers. I found some statistics about the liquor spirits sale, and particularly vodka sales, and I realized that the market is so huge. For example, in 2013, in the U.S., there were sold 65 million 9-liter cases, which means cases that contain 12 bottles, 750 milligrams. That doesn't include different other sizes of packaging. So, and that number was growing from 2002, approximately between 5% and 7% per year. So the market is huge. For me, in order for brand to be successful, I don't really need to take 10% of the market. I don't need to take 1% of this market. I don't even need to take 0.1%. If I take 0.01% of that market over next 5 to 7 years, that would be very successful. So, because the numbers are so big. So,
got it.
Going back to researching market opportunity, I think is very important.
So and, you have your niche, yeah.
And you know that there's enough demand for similar products that you can actually, not easily, but you have an opportunity to penetrate part of the market.
There's enough for the, there's enough of the pie to go around, so they say, which is a good attitude.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is key, but know your market. Okay, and the third?
And I would say price point. Price point is important, like I mentioned before, that for consumers to try something new at the higher price at competing products would be very difficult. There are always some curious people out there that they would pay more money for something to try, something new to try. But if you want to achieve, like...
longevity?
yes, exactly. And to penetrate more market share, you need to price appropriately, and that's where it comes. It goes back to logistics and creating a product and packaging and transportation. You really need to compile it all together to make sure that it allows you, allows your brand to be successful, to bring profit, to be able to put money back into business to develop it further. So those are
great tips. I mean, because here's the difference here is, you know, people go product service. If you're in a service industry, you are the product. So you mentioned standing out on the shelf, and then I get the visual, you know, that's where the networking is or whatever. You are the product, especially, you know, in the service business, because it's intangible. And that's where the communication, the image, you know, not in a real way, and all those elements are really key. And what I like to tell people is I sell people energy, because if you show up and you're, hi, this is my name and this is what I do, you know, and the person can get to know you, which is what sales is comes down to, is like, know, and trust.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're the brand, it's completely different. Yeah, you have all different elements to deal with, inventory, logistics, distribution, all those things we mentioned. So if you take it to the other extreme where the brand is the person, which you're actually now the face and the voice of the brand.
Right.
And so you have both going for you. And so standing out's key, but doing it, you know, you did the work and you got the visual impact. But how, thinking of just that one person who maybe doesn't know what makes them unique, what would you say to them to help them stand out?
Um, I don't know what to say. It's
it's important to be yourself.
It's just believe in what you do and believe in your brand. I mean, in my case, I really didn't have any people to really suggest anything, because the way I was doing it, somehow I felt like I didn't want to share with anybody. So all the way up until the end of the development process, none of my friends, not even my kids, knew what I was doing. Only
wow.
people who I worked with on the product, and basically I broke the news to my close friends and my family literally when I was ordering my first shipment. So that was, on one hand, it was very difficult for me to really, when I'm talking to my friends and my kids and my family, to kind of like forget about what I'm doing so I don't say anything by accident. On the other hand, it was easier because I didn't have anybody to start talking that this is not right and this is not right. I was doing exactly what I said
instinct.
I should be doing in any part of the project. So I didn't have any influence. So that was positive. So, yeah.
Well, from what I see and the people I work with and what I hear and see, it sounds so simple. Who are you? And be yourself. But there's so many people that are struggling with that because, you know, we all want to be at a certain point, but that's why I say start small, think big, take the small steps. Really, you know, clarity and simplicity, I think, are huge parts of that, and focus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think in your case, it's kind of was maybe better that you could turn it off, because a lot of people work, you know, you still work a lot, but during this time, I mean, you just stuck with your instincts. This is what I want. And when it's ready to come to the world, it will come to the world. And, you know, knowing your market, that's key, and that there's enough to go around, because I'd seen that, I think it was about 3 years ago, I was at a networking event, and I just saw so much competition and started this thing saying, you know, collaboration versus competition,
right.
Which really stems from our world changing so quickly that we can all learn from each other. And it's why it's so important to specialize, because when you say knowing your market, part of that, and this we touched on, the fear of rejection, is that's actually a good thing, okay? Because if that client doesn't appreciate or see your value or your product's value, it's going to not be worth the money they're paying you, right?
Right, exactly. So the value proposition is actually very important when you present the product or services, for that matter, to anybody.
Right, and at the gala, you go to the event and you see people interacting with it instead of them just walking by and going, oh, it's another vodka. It's, you know, because
right.
I've seen the label, what's this? Tell me, and then they talk to you and then they hear the story. And, you know, that's part of it is, you know, the audience, it might take them a while, so people get it right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends on the connections, but really having that, you know, part of my, like I mentioned, the 5-step formula, it starts with have a brand, and that's the brand identity. And then the second part is get a plan, that's know where you're going and
mm-hmm.
who you want to go with. And then plug in is fill in any missing pieces, ask for help, get the expertise. And then that's when you're able to power up. So that's when my job's done, because my logo is a button. They press the power button, and then boom, they start connecting and seeing results.
Right.
And that, well, see, I told you the hour was going to go by quick. We're almost at the close, but we...
Unbelievable. It's like 20 minutes.
Well, it's a lot, though. I mean, that's a lot of good knowledge nuggets in there, and I'm sure you saved a lot of people time out there. You've given them inspiration. So I want to thank you, I mean, for just sharing your time and generously sharing your knowledge and the journey. And I mean, it's definitely going to help the listeners out there to take their brand to the next level and help them show what to focus on, the clarity. And no matter how big or small your idea, you can make it happen, but
it
takes hard work.
Yeah, one thing I want to mention also that really helped me a lot, I think that up until I got the product here in the U.S. and I started thinking about sales and everything, when I was in the process of designing and developing and setting up logistics and everything, it was never about the money, really. It was
mm-hmm.
more about creating something interesting and big and that I can be eventually proud of. So that actually helped me to be focused more on creating the right thing. Obviously, I understood that after I did my research and everything, that in this business, if you become successful, there will be obviously financial rewards, bigger or smaller, doesn't matter. So, but and I put it away up until the sales started, and I was working on a project really thinking to create something unique and interesting and a good quality and affordable price for consumers. And
that's a perfect way to end it, because that's the end of my tagline. It's not one of the steps, it's see results. Right. So you hear that passion, purpose, and profits, and that's really what it is. And that's what, you know, getting prepared for that point and not focusing on the money, focusing on what matters, right, and knowing that that will come in as long as you take, you know, the quality and the time. And I think asking for help is what I'd have to leave the listeners with, because that's one thing I didn't do, is, you know, thinking I could do it by myself and people love to help. And mm-hmm. It's just getting you past that bump or whatever you go through.
Right.
So your website again is amurspirits.com. Mine right. is LadiesWhoBrand. And thank you again, Ilya, for your time. And
pleasure.
Listeners,
for
tuning
me.
In. Yes, and we'll be back next week. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for helping to improve your brand by joining us for Power Up Branding. Your host, Kathy Bass, the Branding Lady, will be back with another edition of the show next Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Take your brand to the next level, one show at a time.